Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, imagine this. You land in Las Vegas, totally buzzing, right? But then queues everywhere.
Ugh, yeah, shows, restaurants, sometimes just getting across the street.
It can really kill the vibe.
Yeah.
So today we're tackling exactly that. We found this great source, How to Avoid Long Lines in Las Vegas: Smart Strategies from Show Me Vegas. And our mission is basically to give you these like ninja level tactics, practical stuff to help you spend less time waiting and more time actually enjoying Vegas.
Exactly. And it's more than just skipping lines, really. It's about shifting how you approach a super busy city like Vegas,
Right.
making sure your trip is smooth, enjoyable, not just one long wait. It's about optimizing.
Optimizing. I like that. Okay, let's dive right in then. The first big idea from the source, timing your visit. Sounds simple, maybe.
Deceptively simple, yeah. But the impact is huge. The source really pushes opting for off-peak times.
Okay, what does that mean exactly? Weekdays?
Weekdays, definitely, Monday through Thursday. And early mornings, those are consistently the sweet spots.
Ah, okay. Compared to weekends and evenings, which I guess are.
Packed. Yeah, that's when Vegas just bursts at the seams. Think about like the Bellagio Conservatory or the High Roller Wheel.
Right.
Imagine seeing them when they're quieter. It's not just fewer people. It means you can actually get amazing photos, without 50 heads in the way.
Ah,
And it feels more relaxed. Even finding a place to eat is less of a scramble. It's experiencing Vegas without that constant sensory overload.
That's really interesting. So it's not just about avoiding the wait itself.
No, not at all.
It's about changing the whole feel of the trip, getting a calmer, maybe more appreciative experience.
Exactly that. You get to actually appreciate the place, not just battle the crowds. And building on that, the source talks about using online
Oh, the
tools.
technology makes sense.
Yeah, it's essential now, not just a nice to have. There are loads of apps and websites giving real-time info on wait
So
times.
you can check on the go.
Precisely. Platforms like MyVegas, Vegas.com, they're mentioned specifically. And they often have promotions too, info on what's hot.
So you can literally plan your day around the quietest moments. See, the line for the Neon Museum is huge. Pivot. Go grab a coffee, check the app again later. Avoid that long stand in the sun.
Right. Being flexible because you have the info. Okay, but beyond just the day of the week, what about those massive events like conventions or festivals? They must throw a wrench in things.
Oh, a huge wrench. That's a really crucial point the source makes. Vegas hosts tons of major events. CES, the Consumer Electronics
Oh,
Show,
yeah, you.
or EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival. These things bring in thousands of extra people.
Wow.
And that means crazy crowds everywhere and wait times for everything just shoot up.
So what's the advice? Just don't go
Well,
then.
ideally, check the event calendars first. Visit lasvegas.com is a good resource. See what's on before you book your trip. If you can avoid those peak event times, great. If your gates are fixed, well, at least you know, right? You can plan around it. Maybe focus on stuff that's less likely to be swamped. Makes sense. So you've picked your dates, hopefully avoiding the mega conventions. How do you lock things in without getting stuck in ticket lines?
Proactive booking. That's the key message. Book tickets in advance, online.
For shows and stuff.
Yeah, like Cirque du Soleil or popular spots like the Neon Museum. You just bypass the ticket booth queue, walk right up.
And sometimes you save money too, right?
Often, yeah. Advance purchases frequently come with discounts. Win-win.
Nice.
And the source even mentions bundled tickets, like Go City passes. They cover multiple attractions, usually at a reduced rate, and often include that line skipping perk too.
Okay, smart. And one last thing before you even leave home. What about just basic comfort for getting through those long Vegas days?
Yeah, essentials. Don't underestimate this. Pack water, snacks, sunscreen, and this is critical, comfortable shoes.
Oh, definitely comfortable shoes.
Absolutely. Staying hydrated in that dry desert air, having snacks so you don't have to stop and queue for expensive food, it all helps you keep going.
And avoid extra waiting.
Exactly. And comfortable feet mean you can handle the walking and standing without wanting to just, give up by 3 p.m. blisters in Vegas. The worst.
Totally agree. Okay, so that's the planning phase covered. But what about when you're actually there? You arrive at an attraction, see a massive line. Are there ways to, like, pay your way past it?
There definitely are. It's not always cheap, but yes. The source talks about investing in express passes.
Like at theme parks.
Exactly like that. Places like the High Roller or other attractions. They offer these passes. They significantly cut your wait time.
But they cost extra.
They do cost extra, yeah. But the source really emphasizes the value, the convenience. Imagine strolling past a huge line of, you know, slightly frustrated people.
Oh, the satisfaction.
Right. For some key experiences, it can feel totally worth it. Plus, sometimes these passes come with other perks, like reserved seats or maybe some exclusive access.
Okay, strolling past, that paints a picture. But what if you want even more exclusivity? Like the real VIP treatment?
Well, then you explore full VIP access. These packages go beyond just skipping the line.
How so?
You get expedited entry, sure, but also exclusive stuff. Maybe backstage tours, private dining areas, premium priority seating.
Wow.
Think about a Cirque du Soleil VIP experience. Mm-hmm. Maybe it includes free drinks, the absolute best seats. The source frames it as elevating an evening from just good to extraordinary.
Okay, that's definitely next level stuff, but maybe not for everyone's budget. What about loyalty programs or memberships? Can they help with lines?
They absolutely can. And it's often a smart move if you visit Vegas, even semi-regularly.
How do they work?
Many attractions have membership programs. A key benefit is often line-skipping privileges. But you also tend to get discounts on food, merchandise, maybe future tickets.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Monorail's loyalty program is mentioned as an example. You get discounted fares, and you can bypass lines during peak times.
Ah, useful.
For people who go often, yeah, the membership cost can easily pay for itself in savings.
Yeah.
And, you know, save sanity from not waiting.
Save sanity. I like that. And what about places that don't have express passes or VIP, but maybe manage crowds differently? Like museums.
Right. That's where time slot reservations come in. Very common now.
So you book a specific entry time.
Exactly. Places like the Mob Museum or the Neon Museum often use this system. You book your slot online, show up at that time, and walk right in. No waiting in the main general admission line.
That sounds incredibly efficient.
It is. Saves you time right there, and it also helps you structure your day better. You know exactly when you need to be where. Much less stressful.
Okay, so we figured out how to get into places faster. But what about just getting around Vegas? The strip is huge, traffic can be bad. How do we avoid delays just moving between places?
Yeah, navigating the city itself is key. A streamlined itinerary helps massively.
Streamlined how?
First, identify your absolute must-sees. You know, the Bellagio fountains, maybe walk through the Venetian. Prioritize those and try to visit them earlier in the day if possible. Less crowded.
Okay, prioritize and go early.
Second, group things geographically. This is a big one. Don't zigzag across the strip all day.
Right.
If you're seeing things on the south end, do them together. Maybe plan lunch nearby. Same for the north end or the arts district. Cuts down travel time, avoids traffic, parking hassles.
Makes total sense. Be efficient with location.
Exactly. And third, build in flexibility. Vegas is dynamic. Things happen. Shows sell out. Lines get unexpectedly long.
True.
So having some buffer time in your schedule stops you from getting stressed.
Yeah.
It also means if you stumble across something cool, you have time to check it out.
Good point. Okay, so a smarter itinerary helps, but what about the actual transport? Taxis can be a nightmare sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to explore alternative transportation. The source highly recommends public transit.
Like the bus or the monorail.
Both. The RTC bus system is extensive, and the Las Vegas monorail connects major points along the strip efficiently.
And cheaper than taxis or rideshares, probably.
Usually, yeah. Plus, you avoid traffic jams and parking fees. Buying a day pass can be really cost-effective for unlimited rides.
Okay. What about Uber or Lyft?
Still very useful, the source notes.
Uh-huh.
Super convenient for point-to-point trips, especially off-strip, maybe. You book on your phone, focus on where you're going, not how to get there.
Right.
And don't forget just walking or even biking.
Biking on the strip? Really?
Yeah. A lot of the main strip attractions are quite walkable, closer than they look sometimes. And renting a bike gives you freedom, lets you explore at your own pace, avoid parking altogether. There are bike lanes in places.
Huh. Interesting. A different way to see the city.
Definitely. More intimate connection. You notice more things.
Okay. Smart ways to move around. Now, let's shift back to tech for a second. How else can it, like, supercharge your trip and maybe help find some peace?
Technology is a massive help. Mobile ticketing, for one.
We touched on that, booking ahead.
Right, but specifically having the tickets on your phone. No printing, no ticket counter lines at all. Just scan and go. So smooth. Then there are virtual queues. This is becoming more common.
How does that work?
Instead of standing in a physical line, you use an app to reserve a spot. The app tells you when it's your turn.
So you can do other things while you wait.
Exactly. Grab a drink, browse a shop, sit down for a bit. Places like the High Roller, some museums are using this. It's way more relaxed.
That sounds like a game changer.
It really is. And finally, staying updated with real-time info apps. We mentioned wait times, but also just general crowd levels. If your planned spot looks jammed, you can pivot instantly. Go somewhere else, grab food. It gives you control.
Control and flexibility. Okay, that covers optimizing the busy spots. But what if you actively want to escape the crowds? Find a different side of Vegas.
Yeah, the source definitely covers that too. It's about discovering less crowded areas.
Like hidden gems.
Exactly. Uncover places like the Springs Preserve. It has a botanical gardens, trails, history exhibits. Really lovely and way calmer. Or the Neon Boneyard, super cool, unique Vegas history, but usually much shorter waits than, say, a hit show.
Right, different vibe.
You can also seek adventures off the main strip. Explore areas like Summerlin or Henderson.
What's out there?
Well, Red Rock Canyon's a big one. Stunning natural beauty, hiking, a total escape from the city buzz. Feels like another world, honestly.
Nice. A bit of nature.
And talk to locals. Or check online forums, social media groups focused on Vegas locals. Get tips on their favorite spots. Maybe lesser-known restaurants, cool little bars, community events. That's how you find the really authentic side.
Good idea. Get insider info.
And one last tip for finding peace, even at popular spots. Timing again. Go early morning or late evening.
Like for the Bellagio fountains.
Exactly. See the fountains late at night or walk the LINQ promenade when it first opens or is winding down. It can be surprisingly tranquil. You get to appreciate the lights and the atmosphere without the shoulder-to-shoulder crowds.
That sounds lovely, actually. Okay, so we've got tons of specific strategies, but zooming out, what's the kind of overall mindset you need for a successful, low-weight Vegas trip?
It boils down to being prepared and organized. That's the overarching theme.
Okay. Like how?
First, pack light. Seriously, just the essentials. A small backpack for water, snacks, tickets, sunscreen.
Why light?
You move faster. Through crowds, through security checks. You're just less burdened, more agile. It feels freeing.
Makes sense. Less stuff to worry about.
Second, pre-purchase tickets.
Yeah.
We keep coming back to this, but it's so crucial. For shows, theme parks, popular museums, book online, skip the line, walk in. Simple.
Reinforce the basics. Got it.
And third, stay informed right up to the last minute. Check websites or social media for the attractions you're visiting.
Why? What might change?
Policies, hours, maybe sudden closures or restrictions, especially things like timed entry needing booking. Checking ahead prevents wasted trips and frustration. You don't want to trek somewhere only to find out you needed a reservation you didn't make.
Ugh, yeah. That would be annoying. So proactive checking.
Exactly. It's about avoiding those preventable headaches.
Okay. So let's wrap this up. What does all this mean for you, the listener, planning your next Vegas adventure? We've hit on timing, tech, tickets, transport.
Hidden gems, VIP access, even just packing smart.
It really covers a lot.
And by using these strategies, you're not just avoiding lines. It's more fundamental. You're changing how you experience a really busy, complex city. You're taking back control.
Our goal here was really to give you that shortcut. Arm you with the knowledge so your visit is about fun and discovery, not frustration and waiting.
Because knowing this stuff is great, but actually applying it is what makes the difference. That's what unlocks a truly better trip.
Absolutely. And maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. Beyond just making your Vegas trip smoother, how might thinking this way, proactively managing crowds, seeking out alternatives, using tech smartly change how you approach any busy city or crowded situation? Could these perceived obstacles actually become chances for unique, more personal discoveries everywhere you go?